His work has been banned, burned, and blacklisted. He survived talk show ambushes, protest marches, and death threats. And now Todd Sheets has let him loose on Jackalope Radio. Get ready, because whether you like it or not, you're about to have a heart attack.
Read my lips, I don't care what you say.
Nothing like a little bit of hot coffee and cold pizza to start off your heart attack. I am Hart D. Fisher. With me is Mr. Josh Hadley. Josh, how you doing today?
Not too bad. Jaw ache. One of those where you just sleep wrong and you wake up and it feels like you've been beaten in your sleep.
Yeah, well, I feel like somebody beat up my computer in my sleep. Last night it did some really weird crashing, and now today I'm locked out of my Firefox search history, and bookmarks have been compromised, and they said, according to Firefox, their warning said that some security element is using some of my Firefox history and my search history. And then I go to log on to Facebook from Firefox, and I can't see any of the comments on Facebook. I couldn't make any comments on Facebook. I could barely post. It was doing some really weird, trippy shit. And I wonder if that's because I met with members of FEMA this week. That's right. Josh knows, but the people at home don't know. I went to the Great California Shakeout that our Grey Panther, the Ninja, was talking about, and we did a public service event for. And I went. It was pretty cool.
We've been playing those Shakeout promos. You guys heard it at the beginning last week. I think it's a good thing. I think you guys should be prepared because, let's face it, you guys, and when I say you guys, Hart, I mean California, you guys got a big one coming.
Yeah, that's definitely it. You know, I moved to California right after the Northridge earthquake. So when I moved here, I lived in the valley, and I saw a lot of these buildings knocked down and destroyed. A lot of it looked like a war zone still a year later. And so now when they talk about building these buildings on earthquake faults in earthquake country, and they know that they have something coming, these guys know that we are due for a massive earthquake. So one of our guests that we brought in, Lloyd the Ninja, he had helped put together the California Big Shakeout, and it was a really awesome, kick-ass event. And let me tell you something, guys, in the midst of the government shutdown, these people from FEMA, people from Homeland Security, the fire department, and lots of other folks, senators, were all there on their own dime. That's right. The people I met with were there on their own dime, and they were doing it out of respect to Lloyd the Ninja and the other people that they'd already made a commitment to. And so I'm going to be bringing on the show later on in November. I'm going to be bringing on some people from FEMA to talk about emergency preparedness, because let's face it, there's a lot of really fucked up shit happening all over the country, all over the globe. You know, my wife's Japanese, so we're being paying close attention to the massive amounts of flooding that is happening in Japan, and also the massive amounts of flooding that has been happening here in America and in Colorado. These people from FEMA had just gotten back from Chicago and talking to me about dealing with the floods in Chicago. There's a lot of people out there that don't have homes, that don't have a place to work anymore. When we see this stuff on the news, the thing we're not thinking about is those places are destroyed, man. We're talking about people with no homes, families with no jobs, the infrastructure is destroyed, and even the homes that are still there in Colorado, the bridges and streets are completely washed out. You can't even get to it. So the infrastructure is just absolutely destroyed. And there are a lot of people out there that are in real trouble. So watching the clown car of idiots shut down our government in the middle of major, major issues, you just got to ask yourself why. I mean, Josh, what's up, man? Why do you think the government has shut down?
I don't buy into all the conspiracy theories. I think the Republican Party is full of so much hubris that they can't get it through their heads that they didn't win the election. Everything the Republican Party was demanding Obama do are all things that Romney and Ryan were running on. So they were basically saying, we don't care that we lost. You're going to do what we want, nigger. And Obama said, get fucked, white man. And that's where we are. Because We've talked about it. I've already lost all confidence in Obama. I will actually be campaigning against him if he caves to this.
I'm going to read something out about this whole issue about care and this issue of Obamacare. My real problem with Obamacare is very simply, why are you making it mandatory? And why does it cost so much money if the idea is that it's supposed to be insuring people that can't afford insurance? And then number three, why are you using the people that fucked everybody as the insurers? Why are you using insurance companies that have habitually fucked Americans and habitually fucked over everybody and have lied, cheated, and stealed everything that wasn't locked down? Medicare fraud is one of the biggest frauds in the country, and our government doesn't even start investigating until the theft has hit $500,000. That's right. They don't even start investigating Medicare fraud until it's hit $500,000. And I don't know about you, Josh, but if somebody goes after $5 out of my wallet, I get fucking mad. So why the fuck aren't we chasing down all this money? Which comes to my other point. I do believe that this entire shutdown is a smokescreen, Josh. I don't think that it's any mistake that the very week that they are negotiating a secret trade agreement that would bring SOPA back and would put people in jail for hitting the wrong link on the web. Your kid downloads something he's not supposed to. Your child may be put in jail. People can be locked off the web for life under this legislation that they couldn't pass. They couldn't pass it here in America. They couldn't pass it in the other countries because we the people said no. And so they're secretly trying to make it a foreign trade agreement, which would force us to have to follow SOPA. And they're doing this in secret. And guess what? It's happening right now, guys. It's happening this week. So during the shutdown, when you cannot contact your people, actual presidents and prime ministers of 12 powerful countries are going to meet behind closed doors to seal an extreme internet censorship plan called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's right. Since we stopped SOPA, they've gone secret society on all of us. And this is a fact, folks. This isn't a conspiracy drill. This is the facts as it is, my friends. This secret trade agreement involves the internet and secret corporate panels that will decide who gets to be on the web and who is banned. Remember when the Republicans were all complaining about death panels, Obamacare? Here's your real death panel, a secret corporate panel, a secret corporate cabal will decide whether you or your kid or your business gets to be on the web, all right? Now, we know from leaked drafts that these people will make the internet more expensive, censored, and secretly policed by laws designed to lock political speech from the web. Now, experts say kids could be sent to private prisons for downloading. Whole families could be kicked off the internet for the rest of their lives. And this final meeting is happening in a few days. A few days. So I want everybody out there to go hit up openmedia.org. Go check out openmedia.org. You want to check out their links. You want to find out how you can contact people to shut this down because they're coming for it again and again and again. But this is nothing new to heart attack listeners or what the fuck listeners. I mean, Josh, you were crowing about this months ago, right?
Yeah, when SOPA was first defeated, and I like to use that word in quotes because my theory was it was never meant to pass in the first place, for this specific purpose, Hart. It was meant to always be defeated so they could gauge how far they could push the public. So then they would know, because see, a trade agreement is totally different than a law. A trade agreement cannot be considered unconstitutional. A trade agreement cannot.
I didn't know that. Wait a minute. I didn't know that. This is big, folks listening at home. A trade agreement cannot be thrown out because it is unconstitutional.
Exactly. Yeah. So we had the theory when SOPA was first defeated that they would come back with something harsher. Now knowing like what senators stand with them, where the people stand, and whatnot, and that one of the theories was, this will come back as a trade agreement. And I want to read, so just so people don't think it's all these wacky countries. The countries that are negotiating this right now are Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, Japan, Peru, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Singapore, Vietnam, and the good old US of A. That's a lot of major countries there, isn't there?
Yeah, dude, that's all the big ones. And I wonder what corporations are involved, huh? Does this have to do with the UK's porn wall that they're erecting that's going to ban their people from seeing esoteric material?
They've already been pulling this shit. You remember when somebody was actively reading Waka's Facebook page as she was typing it, and she got that block message a few months ago? I got that. I got that this week, and I screen capped it so for posterity. I was posting about plagiarism, music plagiarism, because just on a quick side note, Ray Parker Jr. is suing Paramount over royalties from the Ghostbusters song, but considering that he ripped off Ghostbusters from Huey Lewis and paid him a lot of money to make him go the fuck away. Posting about that, and I got, as I was typing, I had not even clicked send yet, Hart. Blocked from adding content. You are trying to post content on Facebook that was marked as abusive. Please fill out this form if you think this content was blocked in error. And to actually make the post.
You didn't even hit post yet, right?
No. And then I had to put in one of those security codes with the letters all slanted and whatnot to actually make the post. That has never happened to me before. So somebody was reading my Facebook as I was typing it.
I post on a lot of different places on Facebook, and I'll tell you, posting the exact same thing, the exact same statement on the Facebook Heart Attack page takes longer than posting it on my other pages. There are more delays, there are more weirdness, there's all kinds of stuff with Heart Attack. And remember, folks, Facebook has now made it more difficult for you to keep track of your political speech. They're steering political speech around so that it doesn't show up in your news feed. Now, if you want to get your Heart Attack, like, you guys can go on to facebook.com/heartattackradio and find us, and you can communicate with us. You can find me on Twitter. You know, I'm on Twitter, Heart, which is H-A-R-T underscore Fisher. I'm up there. You got stories for me. I want to hear about them. If you've got something to say, if something's going down in your town, if something is happening that's fishy in your government, I want to know about it. We want to discuss these things because we've got a big platform. And hey, SoundCloud picked up a lot of the shows from Jackalope, right, Josh? So now you could hear us on SoundCloud.com.
Heart Attack is already there. Radiodrome is being moved. And this is not a fast process because it takes a long time. You guys have to remember, just my shows, there's almost 500 episodes between all the shows. So the move is taking a while. But yes, we are all of my stuff. That's Heart Attack, What the Fuck, Radiodrome, Lost in the Static. All of that is going to be on SoundCloud before Halloween, basically.
So essentially what we have here, folks, is we're getting out there. SoundCloud is one of the largest distributors of online radio in the world. They're based out of Berlin, Germany. And now we're on the same level as our buddy Kevin Smith and our friends over there at The Nerdist. We are getting bigger and bigger, folks. You are listening more and more and more, and we are having an effect on people. So when we come back from this song, we're going to really get into the down and dirty on Heart Attack.
So fine.
back from heart attack. That was Iggy Pop, and I think he had it all to say, penetration, motherfuckers, penetration, motherfuckers. That's what we are doing. We are penetrating the political process. We are having a real impact. We are talking with real serious people. These folks at FEMA were very, very interesting to talk to. When you guys are doing your conspiracy theories and you're reading about shit on the web, I want you to remember something. All these people in government are people. They're human beings. They have faults like us. They make mistakes like us. And at the end of the day, they hang their hat up on the hook and they become American citizens just like anybody else when they're online in the Walmart. They're just like us. The FEMA workers are like us. The police officers are like us. And for Christ's sake, if anything dirty goes down with our government, you better hope to God that that person in uniform is a decent human being, because that's what's going to save your ass. Because right now, I'm actually kind of afraid for our country. I'm very, very afraid for our country. We have a government shutdown, and it has been, my opinion, it has been engineered. It is no accident. It has been done on purpose. And part of it is, we talked about secret trade agreements on the opening of the show. And now what we're going to talk about is the missing money. All right. This whole shutdown revolves over a budget crisis. But guess what, folks? There's $9 trillion missing from the Federal Reserve. Can you grasp that? $9 trillion is missing from the Federal Reserve. Now, if you go online and you start reading about it and you start doing your history searches, you're going to find a whole lot of nothing talking about it. No one on the news is talking about this. There's no article. I couldn't find one on the Huffington Post. There's just the YouTube video of our representative, Alan Grayson, asking Federal Reserve Inspector General about the trillions of dollars lent or spent by the Federal Reserve, where it went, and the trillions of off-balance sheet obligations. The Inspector General, Elizabeth Coleman, told them flat out, we do not know where the money is. This is on tape, folks, in our White House. It's not a conspiracy theory. This is the real goddamn deal. There are $9 trillion gone. Now, the last time we had, $2 trillion missing, and Rumsfeld was on the TV set at trying to go, but we don't know where the $2.3 trillion went. The very next day, 9/11 happened. The very next day, oh golly, the accounting department in the Pentagon, where you would go look for that $1 trillion, oh gee, it got blown up in a terrorist attack. Kind of convenient.
Would I be downplaying things if I made a Mr. Burns took it joke?
It's pretty scary, man, because if they're going to think about that, I feel 9/11 was a fucking major robbery from crooked people within our own government. I mean, we know that during the Iraq war, rather than feed kids, our president, George Bush, he wouldn't pay for kids' health care, but he flew billions. I'm talking about billions of shrink wrap bundles of cash into an Iraq war zone. And you know what? No one knows where those billions of dollars of cash went. That's right. United States flew nearly 12 billion in shrink-wrapped $100 bills into Iraq, then distributed the cash with no proper control over who got it, how it was being spent. There was one guy there who had a $6 million slush fund, just a $6 million slush fund. And a slush fund is meant to be something that you just spend willy-nilly for anything you didn't really think of, right? April 12, 2004, in northern Iraq, we handed over $1.5 billion in cash to a local courier. The money, with fresh $100 bills shrink-wrapped on pallets, which filled three Black Hawk helicopters, came from oil sales under the counter. They were using it to, supposed to be for a food program. Didn't go to the food program. They don't know where it went, okay? They don't know where it went. So when you had $2.3 trillion missing, we've got more money missing in the war zones, cash being flown around. And in fact, there's stories also about gold bars being found all over Iraq. And I would go into detail on that, but because my Firefox search history's gone, I'm having a hard time tracking down that article. So, Josh, don't you sit here and go, there's missing $9 trillion. And the week after that comes out and everybody starts talking about it, gosh, oh, golly, the government shuts down. So we have two major things happening. What do you think about this missing $9 trillion?
I think it's nothing new. I've been hearing these stories since the Nam days. They used to do that during Nam. They were funneling all their money through Vietnam. That's what wars are for. Wars are not ways to win conflicts, ideological differences. Wars are ways to funnel money, to lose money, to cover accounting, in quotes, errors. That's what wars are for. So to me, this isn't surprising. I've been hearing about this since the Nam days.
Yeah, and you know, we talked on the show about how the CIA sold crack to LA ghetto people. South Central, we had a crack epidemic. A lot of people died. Our own government was selling those drugs to finance the Nicaraguan. Was it the Nicaraguan or the Contras? It was the Contras. And so these guys have been lying like motherfuckers, and they're getting bolder now that the political process has been completely bought and paid for by corporate money. I mean, think about it. We already talked about the fact that the people that had been voting for the NSA spy programs, they get 80% more campaign contributions from military contractors who are getting all this, because we talked about Glendale, the Glendale social monitor. They don't have a fucking librarian over there, it's my understanding, but they're going to spend $40,000 on a private company to spy on all your children. That's going to be happening. They're rolling that shit out. They're going to roll that out in every school. You don't have a new computer system, but you got a new super duper computer monitor who's going to monitor your children at home. That's some crazy, scary shit.
Do you want to know a side note on that, though?
Yeah.
Bad journalism has already started to expose the problems with that. And I do mean bad journalism.
Really? What do you mean?
BuzzFeed did a story on the Glendale thing. Same as we did. And they had a bunch of screen caps, you know, funny ones of the teenage kids being spied on. And they just posted all the screen caps and didn't block anyone's name out until people started complaining. Then all of a sudden, the mosaics are over the kids' names. So they just exposed these kids' names to BuzzFeed gets, what, 40,000 hits an hour or something like that?
Wow.
Bad journalism just exposed one of the big fucking problems with this.
Our government is shut down, ostensibly over financing Obamacare, but we know that's all bullshit. Is the Department of Homeland Security shutting down? I don't think so. They are going to be continuing to spy on all of us and what we have to say about this shutdown, because they're trying to figure this out to manipulate us better. Part of the spying from the NSA, and you guys got to pardon my chewing, it has been crazy over here because it's October. It's Halloween nutty for American Horrors, my main bread ticket. So
totally unprofessional, Hart. I can't work under these conditions.
I know. I'm slamming down a slice of pizza. It's crazy. We're shooting tons of cool stuff. So I pardon my chewing there. But Homeland Security is spying on everything. And a big part of why they're spying is they're trying to figure out how to manipulate the population. They've been eliminating propaganda laws that keep spy propaganda out of this country. They have been enabling the major corporations to eat up news outlets in major media markets and owning them all. They'll own a newspaper, a radio, a TV station. And that used to be illegal so that you couldn't have like a lockdown of the news so that you had
It was called a monopoly. So what they have now, Hart, they don't have monopolies anymore. Now they have what are called oligopolies, which are totally legal. Monopolies are illegal. Oligopolies are basically the same thing. But they're just different enough to not be illegal anymore.
I seriously, Josh, we had planes flying into skyscrapers when $2.3 trillion was missing. I gotta be honest. I'm a little afraid of what these scumbags are going to pull to cover up this $9 trillion. And it would seem to me, much like the break-in of the Democratic National Headquarters under Nixon in the late 60s, early 70s, that got him thrown out and impeached, that exact same thing is happening right now. I believe that there are black bag operations happening in government offices all across the country as they try to cover up all the dirty shit they're doing. And if you shut down the government, the NSA spies are up, but is security up in the federal buildings? Are there accountants in the federal buildings working their job? No, they're at home. There's nobody there. Is there somebody manning all the security cameras while the government is shut down? It seems like it's hog heaven for crooks who are doing their wicked, dirty deeds from within the halls of power in America's government system. That's what I see. I can't get around follow the money. It's the simplest thing in the world, guys. They're trying to tell us they can't track $9 trillion, but they want to make you pay all your sales tax, and they want Amazon to pay their taxes, and I've got the fucking city of California that'll show up at your office, and they will look for your office furniture and tax you based on how many chairs and desks and computers you have when you already paid sales tax on that in the first place. So they're going to tax you again, but they can't figure out where $9 trillion went.
I'm wondering something, Hart. Because this was all done in cash and not just, you know, zeros transferred on a computer, how much space would $9 trillion, even in hundreds, actually take up? That, I'm wondering, where would you physically store this? I mean, well, yes, it's missing, but it can't be that hard to find the equivalent of the, I'm thinking something like the warehouse at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark or something to store this shit.
It's something else, man. I mean, they're killing people without trials. We never got to see, you know, they killed Chris Dorner or Dornier or however you pronounce his name, the officer in Los Angeles, who was shouting about police corruption. And they flat out murdered that guy. Burn this motherfucker down is what you hear the cops screaming over the helicopter live feed that they ordered the news not to broadcast, where they're screaming literally, burn this motherfucker down. And there's been no trial. And they're talking about a fellow police officer. And they're, as far as I know, they've never convicted that guy of anything.
No, because you don't go and convict somebody after they're dead. You just kind of assume they were probably guilty of the thing we were accusing them of anyway. That's the kind of the problem, Hart. You don't have trials after the cops kill you. They don't bother to see if you actually did it anymore.
Yeah, that's something that's kind of frightening, you know. So I look at this whole shutdown's fucking bullshit. It's bullshit. And what I want you people at home to understand is I asked one of my security experts, I asked one of my guys, and I said very simply, if you were a crook and you were a person who was going to shut down the government, why? I mean, who would profit the most from a shutdown? And he says, I got some letters for you. HSBC. Now, I want you to look at your checkbook and take a look at your checks and see what's on there. HSBC. Now, that's banks. Banks. So something's going on here, guys. The shutdown did not happen on accident. The shutdown is engineered. It's done on purpose. There's some shit going down, and we got to stay on these people because they're going to do something crazy to distract us from where the money is, because it's about the money and control. They stole $2.3 trillion earlier. That was only, you know, 9/11. We're talking about 9/10. 9/10. They're talking about it. Here we are. It's 2013. We're not far from that. And now all of a sudden we're looking for $9 trillion. And with a straight face, they aren't even doing an investigation, guys. There's not even an investigation. It's called a review. They're just doing a review. I don't know. Josh, do you like the sound of that? When you've got children, and if $100 was missing from your wallet, would you conduct a review?
No, I'd be beating some asses.
Yeah, you'd be fucking kicking asses and taking names. So as the American people, you cocksuckers that are in office right now, those people, where's that money, motherfucker? That's what I want to fucking know. And on that note, I need to refill this fucking coffee because this shit riles me up. We're going to song.
I'm gonna take you, and I'll break you. I'm Drunken Horrors. You can watch horror movies for free. All night and all day. 7 days a week at filmon.com. Premiering this October on American Horrors, Bo Hopkins faces off against Bigfoot in Snow Beast. Harvey Keitel hunts a cop-killing Batman in Corrupt. Rachel Ward fights to survive a knife-wielding killer in Night School. Plus, Blood on Satan's Claw, Demonoid, Night of the Seagulls, Satan's Sadus, and the return of Count Crazy Craig, the Count of Party. Be the first fiend on your block arrested for wearing the American Horrors Asshole Remover t-shirt, only for monsters with big balls. Available for just $24.95 at AmericanHorrors.com.
Good evening, Count Crazy Craig here. Halloween time is upon us. That means that I'll be taking over for Crazy Craig, that bastard, and his show Super Rock Sunday, calling it Scary Rock Sunday. Some 7,000 supercharged seconds of scary stuff, some ghost stories, and stoner rock, and doom, and whatever the hell I feel like playing. It is my show. We will not be on live any Sunday soon, so you can go to http://... Crazy Craig. That's CrazyCraig dot podomatic podomatic.com. And don't forget to keep the lights on because it's so scary. Ooh.
Howdy, folks. I'm Hart D. Fisher. Josh Hadley is man in the co-pilot's chair. You're listening to Heart Attack. I just got a fresh cup of coffee. And we've been talking about the $9 trillion that's missing from the Federal Reserve. We've also been talking about the secret trade agreements they're trying to ram through this week. While our government's shut down and it's harder for us to contact our representatives, they're trying to ram through a secret trade agreement that would completely destroy the internet as we know it today. But the first thing I want to talk about right now, I'm a big fan of a comic book artist named Steven Bissett. And so Steve is a big thinker. Steve is a publisher, a horror freak, and he's a guy who I modeled a lot of my publishing behind. I really paid close attention to what he did with Taboo, what he did as the artist on Swamp Thing. Major influence on me.
I've interviewed him and I've talked to him. Steven's a sharp cookie.
This is a very sharp man, and he posted this on Facebook about the healthcare issue, and I think he sums it best. So I'm just going to read what he posted. This is Mr. Steven Bissett. Any fleeting chance we had of an alternative to for-profit health insurance owning all of us collectively and individually was publicly shat all over in committee by the GOP, removing all real alternatives to for-profit insurance. This was done in the spirit of compromise to try and work with the GOP. Then after making sure the Affordable Care Act was unaffordable care act, perfectly aligned with the GOP's 1993 proposal for, quote, health care. You could read about this on kaiserhealthnews.org/stories/2010/February/23/GOP-1993-health-reform-bill.aspx. Because this is great. He's got this all resourced and sourced. So, after making sure the Affordable Health Care Act was the Unaffordable Care Act, perfectly aligned with the GOP 1993 proposal for, quote, health care, putting us all in the pockets forever of for-profit insurance, the GOP pissed all over it, leaving said committee, dubbed it Obamacare, though it had nothing left to do with what had in fact been proposed, and saps like the Public and Fox, saps like you fell for that line of bull. This after the GOP and the Bush-Cheney administration and the Medicare Modernization Act of 2003, signed into law by President George W. Bush, December 8, 2003, ensured that the federal government is not permitted to negotiate prices of drugs with the pharmaceutical firms. Got that? The federal government is not permitted to negotiate the price of drugs with the pharmaceutical firms. That's fucked. I read that twice, guys. That's me saying this. Back to Stephen. You remember that, yeah? And many blame the left, which makes lots of sense. The GOP made sure pharmaceutical corporations control even how the government buys spending on, even how the government buys pharmaceuticals, having denied the largest wholesale account in the U.S. discounts. The result? Since 2000, average spending on pharmaceuticals has risen by almost 50% in the United States. The United States remained the highest per capita spender on pharmaceuticals. Any attempt or rational strategy to control or bring down health costs in the U.S. have been stymied and deep-sixed, primarily by the GOP. And now the GOP played the U.S. like a pack of suckers. And like the suckers we are, and here you are, talking your fucking shit. Now, I said that last. That's me talking your fucking shit. Steve said talking crap. Okay, Steve's a nice guy. I'm not always so fucking nice.
Stephen Bissett has subtlety. Hart Fisher does not.
No, man. I'm from the south side of motherfucking Chicago. And the fact that the GOP, the Republicans, made sure that we could not bargain down pharmaceutical prices. What the fuck is that bullshit? Smokescreen, anybody? Government shutdown over Obamacare that the GOP created? The GOP made it this way? Really?
Well, and then you also have to remember that if you're going to go into, you know, bitch about Obamacare, it was started by this little guy named Mitt Romney was his name, I think.
Well, that's right. That's right. Mitt Romney created it. And again, it didn't become Obamacare until the Republicans changed it to what it is today. Obamacare is not what they had envisioned. It is not what they put forth. It was all changed by the Republicans, who are claiming they're trying to help us by stopping government to get rid of this big, mean Obamacare, when they're the assholes who made it what it is. I mean, Josh, I know that you've got some feelings about the shutdown. Why don't you talk a little bit about it, about what is the ramifications of the shutdown from your point of view?
Well, because whether you believe the shutdown is a smokescreen or not, whether you agree with the Republicans or the Democrats, that is completely immaterial to what I'm about to say, Hart. Because the reality is you are going to be affected. 97% of people in America are going to be affected by this shutdown in a negative way. For one thing, depending on your community, whether it was a federal program or a state program, there will be no trash pickup. There is no DMV. That is a federal program, so you better not need a license. The Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms doesn't operate. The FBI, the F stands for federal, they're not operating right now. The FCC, F stands for federal, they're not operating right now. Police officers and firefighters are not getting paid right now, Hart. But because they're considered essential services, they're still on the streets being paid with IOUs. You think you had a disgruntled cop pull you over last week? Think about it now when he's not getting paid and he doesn't know when he's getting paid. Unemployment. Unemployment's a federal program. Unemployment's not going to be working. Social Security. Now, I don't mean Social Security going to old people. I mean Social Security as in new numbers. Anyone that's born right now, there's no one to assign a Social Security number to them until this is over, Hart. What do you think about that?
That's pretty fucked up. Gee, you think somebody might have wanted to do that kind of stuff on purpose? Perhaps if you had friends that wanted to commit some fucking crimes, and perhaps you were a criminal organization that wanted to pull some crimes, couldn't you, you know, contribute politically through your corporations to your politicians, and you could just kind of feed them a line on why you want these people to do these things? I mean, I don't think that any of this is about Obamacare. These guys have wanted to shut down the government ever since the Republicans came in and took over the House. When Obama got into office, he had a lot of legislation that they got through. Since the Republicans have taken control of the House, since they have done this, these assholes have not passed any major legislation since 2011. They block everything, and then they cry, and they want to point the finger. But in reality, they're all pretty fucking bad. None of them have stood up for us at all.
But Hart, they made sure to add a rider. They all still get their paychecks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All those bozos who shut down the government and sent everybody home, they still get paid. I didn't know that, Josh. So all those senators and congressmen that couldn't get their shit together and get this passed, they're collecting a paycheck while millions of Americans are not.
And think about that a little harder, Hart. Think about it. They just added approximately 9 million people to the unemployment rolls this week who can't even file for unemployment because it's a federal program. These people still have to pay their bills. Their gas bill is still going to be due. They still have to gas up their car. They still have to buy food. They have no way to do it now. And they're not even being paid with IOUs. They've been straight out furloughed. Think about what that's going to do to the United States economy, which is already in the shitter. You just tripled the unemployment rate with absolutely no way for them to compensate. You think that might be intentional too?
Sounds like it to me, guys. You got to take your heads out of your asses and start looking at this like grown adults. When I was having my conversations with the people from FEMA, they were pretty surprising. But you know why? Because these were guys who actually go out and deal with emergencies. They actually have to deal with things that can't be quibbled about in a fucking filibuster. Things that can't be bullshitted over behind a desk. They're dealing with real life situations where people can live or die by their decisions.
And so by the way, they're not getting paid either. The F stands for federal.
That's right. The day that I was talking to them, those folks were there of their own will, of their own time, their own money, and they were standing out in the sunlight. And they were there for the safety of fellow Americans to help people remember that, you know, you need to be prepared for an emergency. There's some very serious shit happening all over the whole country. So what is happening as we have – what happens when the next flood hits? What's happening when the fires hit? What happens when another, you know, house is floating down your street? Where are the feds going to be now? I mean, we're in the middle of some serious heavy shit happening to the whole country. There's a lot of vulnerable Americans, and these grandstanding assholes have now just cut the emergency services out from everybody, and they're fucking every American. Every single person that has helped this shutdown to be is a piece of shit traitor. They're a traitor to our country. They have put us all at risk. They have put our fellow Americans at risk. They have put children at risk. There are children that are not going to eat now because their federal food programs have been suspended. Do you understand that, America?
Which includes the school lunch program.
That's right, folks. Your kids, they go to the state school. If they're lucky, the school lunches are paid for by the state. If the state isn't paying for the school lunch, your kid goes hungry. Now, remember that when you see Bonner on Fox. And remember, Fox is a channel that has legally won the right to be able to lie to you. And they lie to you on a regular basis. They are filled with factual inaccuracies. This is a fact. It's easily proven. And I'm not a lefty, guys. I want my gun. I am a fan of the death penalty. I am for free choice for people and their children. They should be able to choose what they're going to do. I'm all for birth control. I'm all for fucking science being taught in schools. I'm for separation of church and state. It is time for us to get real because the crooks are out there and they're trying to trick you all. Josh, that's horrible. I didn't even consider that there's going to be a lot of kids at school that don't get to eat. And there's a lot of kids out there that's their only meal of the day, man. And these are Americans, goddammit. These are Americans that are starving. These are Americans that don't need to starve because how about we find the missing $9 trillion? How about that? How about we actually investigate Medicare fraud before it hits $500,000?
How about we prosecute the Republicans for treason because what they have done it fits the definition of the Department of Homeland Security's definition for a terrorist act? How about we arrest the House right now? Anything that substantially harms the institutions of the United States done intentionally or willfully. That's what Republicans just did.
You know, that's a pretty scary thing to say, because the last thing I want to see is a giant military coup. And I really do not want to see all these Republican boner dildos scooped up and thrown in prison. I just want to get them ejected from office and have new elections and get new people in. Because, folks, these guys don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about your kids starving. They don't fucking care. They're bought and paid for by corporate America.
I think the line needs to be drawn in the sand, and they crossed it.
They definitely have. I do think they are traitors to the flag. They are definitely traitors to this country. And under your definition, under Homeland Security's definition of terrorism, I'd have to say that those guys fit that bill. They have put this country at risk. They have endangered American institutions. There are children that are going to go hungry because of their actions. American kids all over this land. We're not just talking about, you know, one race or one minority. We're talking about Americans of all stripe, color, race, and creed. We are all Americans, folks. When you cut us open, we all bleed red, and that's the simple fact of the matter. We got to quit letting them divide us. Forget about arguments over transgender. Forget about arguments about gay this or gay that. They're using that to divide us up. Here in my own little area, they're using the whole issue of bicycle lanes to divide and conquer the neighborhood. The whole point is to get a bunch of people arguing with each other while the people in power do what they want to do. But you know what, folks? We, the people, run this government, and we need to contact our people in office. Now, okay, the federal government is shut down, so start contacting all your state reps. Contact everybody. Go to these different places. Go check out these websites. Check out demandprogress.org. Check them out. Go online and start talking. Start talking to friends. Start talking to neighbors. We got to get this dialogue going. We got to say, where is that missing $9 trillion? What's going on with this SOPA secret trade agreement? We got to scrub this shit. It is time for us to get real. Check them out. Go online and start talking. Start talking to Locked Off on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. I'm all on there, guys, and you can now get our t-shirts at AmericanHorrors.com. That's right, you can get t-shirts at AmericanHorrors.com, and we've got more shirts coming for Mr. Hadley, what the fuck, all these shows that we do together. Me and Josh are going to have shirts coming out for sale just in time for Halloween.
And a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Heart Attack is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.